This is KC2AYC. Net control for this evening's session of the Long Island Monitoring Association Tuesday Night Net. My name is Ed, and my assistant net controls are Charlie KB2UBB and Frank N2VRA. We meet every Tuesday night on 146805 at 8 p.m. The repeater is located in plain view and uses a negative shift input. For those of you further west, there is also a positive 600 shift input. The repeater requires the use of a 136.5 PLN, the net wishes to thank Steve, WP2WAK, for the use of the repeater. The opinions expressed on tonight's net are those of the check-in, and not necessarily those of the repeater operator and or net control. Please use common sense regarding the passing and surveillance frequencies and or sleep codes. The net is taken in the net today's date. It is June 23rd, 1998. The purpose of the net is to foster a two-way information exchange on the hobby of DXing, with an emphasis on scanning in the tri-state metropolitan region. This net is a directed net, and as such, all transmissions are made at the direction and discretion of net control. Please do not break the net without first obtaining permission from net control, unless you have emergency or priority traffic. If you have such traffic, by all means, drop the call sign at any time, stating you have emergency or priority traffic. At this time, the net will pause for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. Hearing nothing, please check in using the hesitation method, stating this is, let the carrier drop, and then after you hear that beep, give your call sign, and with or without traffic, please leave a space between transmissions to allow emergency traffic to be acknowledged. At this time, we would like stations to check in that are either mobile or portable. Portable or mobile stations only at this time. Hearing nothing, any additional stations that would like to check in, please come now.
Traffic, Bob, WA2AQQ,
into VRA with traffic. Stan, KC2CGX. Curtis, N2WWM. And Walter, N1LVH, both with traffic. At this time, let me pause one additional time and see if we have any check-ins, or any more check-ins.
Here is. N2XOJ, good evening, Ed. How does this sound?
Howard, you're better than before.
Okay, we changed microphone. Sorry about that.
Not a problem. Just wanted to inform you something was going on. Okay, before we begin, let me just notify everybody. I want to thank everybody who came to the last meeting out at Hooters. We were fortunate enough to have one of the biggest turnouts we've had out in Islandia. And it was nice to see everybody and some new faces. Sal and also Charlie KB2UVV made it out there. Additionally, I want to remind everybody, we've got the America Online private room open, Lima, and it's being manned by none other than KB2UVV. And at this point, let me stand by one moment. I don't know if Charlie's going to return to the radio. He's furiously typing messages here. And Charlie, if you can hear me, you are coming in DF2. So, let me stand by. Charlie was the first one on the list with traffic and see if he is ready. Now he's not answering me on the computer or the radio, so I don't know if he's running in between both. And want to say hello to Hamstar. All right, let's stand by one more time. KB2UVV. You're not making the machine again. I heard you check in and then I don't know what's happened. Let me pick up a piece of fan mail here. And this comes from our good friend R up in Connecticut. R writes, Baghdad Radio Iraq International has been on and off and now reasonably audible on 11785. At 2103 UTC and 03 through 0340 UTC. Alright, Charlie is back in the online room as well as ScanCat 104. Moving back to R's info, things are heating up in Nigeria. There's bits of English at 1900 and 0500 UTC. Check 7255 and 15.120. Radio Ethiopia at 2100 through 2230 UTC in English on 5990. So, I want to thank R for those shortwave updates. We appreciate it. We'll have some more information from R a little later on. Pick up the next one on the list with traffic is Frank N2VRA, and
Frank Cardonio took the package, and I'll be picking up the new package on Tuesday.
Okie dokie, KC2AYC, N2VRA, very good. I got a couple of things over here. First of all, it was nice to see everybody at Hooters last week. It was an excellent meeting. A lot of good information passed and a good exchange of fleet codes, etc. Certain data channels, interestingly, I'm trying to figure out how to get these to work in the trunk tracker and what other parts of the, what other frequencies might be part of the trunk system that I'm hearing, if it is a trunk system. So I have 5 data channels. I'll give them out, and maybe somebody else wants to experiment. These can be heard in Western Suffolk with a rubber duck, so they're very strong data channels. Drop. First one is 854-4375. 854-4375. 855-3375. 855-3375. 858-9125. 858-9125. 859-1375. 859-1375. And the last one is 863-3625. 863-3625. Drop. What you might want to do, if you have a trunk tracker, is go up maybe 5 megahertz, either up or down, from these numbers, and try, it's hit and miss. Maybe you can scan up or down 5 megahertz and see if you hear any part of another trunk system that makes any sense, any kind of conversation. And what you could do then is note those frequencies, and maybe they're a group of 5 or more. But the data channel is a starting point, and you can search for them up or down from the data channel, and then put them in the trunk tracker and see if anything happens. And it's one way to find them. I have no idea who they are or what it is, but these 5 particular frequencies seem to come up very strong. There are other ones out there, but I'm just giving these 5 out, because I'm going to do some research on these and see what, if I can find what's going on with these. Okay, let's drop. A little band opening over here, Ed. Picking up a New Hampshire repeater out here at this end, coming in once in a while. It was on Saturday, some kind of an active house fire was going on in the Selden area, and I'm not sure who it was. I didn't catch a fire department identifier, but the frequency was 470.3375, 470.3375, lots of action, several trucks, different companies, but nobody mentioned who they were. Just the area was mentioned, the Selden area. Never heard anything on that frequency before. So this is a new one for me, 470.3375. Drop. Additionally, last week, I heard the New York TV Aviation on 482.4625. Aviation 4 on 482.4625. That was interesting. I heard MacArthur Tower on 119.3. I heard them on 135.2875. First time I ever heard them on this frequency. Again, instead of 119.3, they were on 135.2875. There was a little bit of a change over here last Wednesday. I was using the outside antenna. I was picking up some Jersey frequencies. I have no idea. I think they're probably about 45 or 50 frequencies, but I only listed over here about 10 or 15. These were the ones that were coming in strongest. So I guess anybody in Nashville could probably hear these also. I'll get some of these out. there's an opening, you might want to try some of these frequencies. And interesting stuff was heard. I don't want to go into details on it, but I'll give you the frequencies. 155.655, 155.655, 155.085, 153.325, 154.785, 155.115, 154.995, 155.550, real oddball stuff. 153.965, 155.115, and 159.420. That was not Long Island Park that was heard, it was something else. 159.420. 155.955, I heard an EMS call with a truck into a pole, and the transformer was leaking, and unit 3A Eddie, 14 Baker, responded. That was somewhere in Jersey. Dropped. N2VRA. On UHF, 460.275. 460.275. Also, 155.625. 155.625. I also have noticed here, I also heard aviation on another frequency, 480, New York PD aviation. The original one I mentioned before was 482.4625. I also heard them on 482.4875. 482.4875. And one last one over here, 154.980. 154.980. That was some private security company over in, I think it was East Islip. And they had, they responded to a middle school over there about youth drinking on the property. A little activity going on there. That was 154.980. And on 155.595, 155.595, it was a auto into a building in Kensington. I have no idea where Kensington is. Unknown. So Dr. Sauer said, that's all I have at the moment. I'm going through the notes here. I'll be here for a while. I'm going to throw in my 2 cents. And it's good to hear that Cardonio will be here next Tuesday. KC2AYC in the net, N2VRA.
BGX. Stand recognized. N2VRA, KC2AYC. Very good. Thanks for your info. And let me pick up, I believe that was KC2CGX.
Yes, it was it. I have a listing for the 470.3375 as the Setauken Fire Department dispatch and operation. And also the 863.3625 is one of the channels on that utility fleet code that you gave us. Back to you.
Okay, Stan. Very good. Thanks for that additional information. Shortly I'll be reciting some frequencies Charlie is passing in a private room. He's having technical problems. He was supposed to have his radio up at the same time so he could man the room and relay messages, take a little pressure off of me jumping back and forth, but hopefully we'll get that straightened out next week. And for now I'll just relay his information. So we've got our friend Paul out in Mastic attempting to get in the private room as well. Just sent him the link. Frequency I had programmed in, Warren had given it to me last year, and never really heard activity on it, probably because I didn't pay much attention. It was 172.275. Supposedly there's a PL of 94.8, that's 172.275. Finally, Saturday, I heard activity on it in the Lynbrook area. I mentioned this to Keith, and he said he heard people, I believe, out in the Smithtown area, not positive, but somewhere out in his area, he heard people on there. Supposedly the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. So just keep that frequency in mind. It's a bit of an oddball there, because usually we find NCON in the 159 area. In fact, their 159 frequency has been busy this week too. That was 172.275, and you also could hear them on 159.225. All right, Paul has made it into the room, and let's go over Charlie's frequencies here. Let me stand by at this time, see if anyone's got any comments on any of the frequencies passed so far.
WWM, what kind of an antennas do they have on the conservation vehicles nowadays, Ed?
I haven't seen one in a while. I have no idea, Curtis. Can't help you.
As every time I see one of these conservation vehicles, never seen any antennas on the top of the vehicle, so they may just be using portable, do you assume, to WWM.
Well, the 172 megahertz frequency, the signal was coming in pretty strong. I don't really think it was a portable. But then again, I really don't know. It's definitely a repeater operation. Alright, this is KC2AYC. At this time, let me stand by for any additional check-ins. Okay, hearing nothing, let's go over this list that Charlie has posted here. Alright. Okay, Charlie's listing the New York State Police Department frequencies that have been used in the past at Greek Fest. Greek Fest is this coming weekend out at Jones Beach. Okay. Charlie's monitored activity on New York State Police, channel 6, 155565, 155565, as well as 155505. 155520 and 155.460, which is the Parkway primary frequency. That 155505, I believe, is a base frequency, and usually the mobiles, they're probably on 155.52. I'm not sure of the pairing. I'll ask Charlie in a moment. Then we've got the car-to-car frequency, 154.665. He's monitored New York State Park Police on 159.420 and 159.39. Park maintenance is also on 155.280, but you may also hear the park police on there. He's got a miscellaneous park frequency of 153.785. 153.785. Okay. And there we go with Charlie's frequencies for Greek Fest. Stand by one moment.
N2VRA, don't forget that frequency, 464.1, 464.1, that's the rental radio. They're usually active.
Okay, so Charlie's saying he can hear me fine. He's just having transmitting problems. So hopefully we'll clear that up next week. And at least he can hear me on the air, which is good. It saves me time from typing. Charlie says he's also got some more frequencies. And as soon as he lists them, I'll relay them to you. Also, Charlie's listing U.S. Coast Guard, Jones Beach, 157.175. I'm also wondering if does Nassau County Police support this function maybe on the secondary roads at all, or is it strictly under state command?
To WWM.
Okay, Curtis, stand by one moment. Charlie's also saying Merrick Fire Department has been active down there on both 4610 and 4632. Now let's send it over to Curtis briefly.
Yeah, helicopter, Nassau County Heli Helos have the capability of operating on Jones Beach State Park frequency. I heard them this past weekend. They needed an air vac, or they needed an air vac on standby, and they were in contact with them. So they do have the capability of, if they need the overflow. I remember last year Greek Fest, all the parking lots were full before 9 o'clock, so stay away from the parkways, and don't forget that this weekend is also a field day weekend, so it's going to be some time to get to some of the field day sites. I know I had a lot of problems last year trying to get down the southern state. They had all the exit ramps all closed up. They weren't allowing anybody down to Jones Beach. They were turning everybody around, and that was about 9:30. They were turning everybody around, so it could be a bad one. So keep your ears and ears and eyes open on the frequencies for this weekend. Back to net to WWM.
Very good, Curtis. N2WWM, this is KC2AYC. All right, let me pick up on Charlie's list here. Nassau County PD Aviation, 153.74. I'll throw in my own here that we're wondering if they're ever going to get up and running. 477.1875, 477.1875. All right, Marine, 156.650. All right, he's also listing Medcom, 462.975. Certainly, if anybody gets taken away in an ambulance, you'll hear that on Medcom, 462.975. If Medcom gets extremely busy, any of the Med channels, keep your ears on those, the nationwide standardized Med channels. 480.2875, possibly Nassau County PD Channel 14, local tactical. Charlie also lists Channel 9, 478.9375, 478.9375. Let me let it drop. All right, I'll also throw in Nassau County Police Channel 2, 478-5625, 478-5625, and TAC 10's 478-7375, 478-7375. Charlie mentions that in the past, state police have units from Westchester, which is Troop K, and Rockland, which is Troop F. Actually, Troop F goes all the way up to Middletown, Orange, and a couple of Rockland, Orange, and I believe Sullivan County. And Troop K is Westchester and Putnam and Dutchess. But they will supplement the unit. All right. Let's stand by at this point for any additional check-in. All right, hearing nothing, I want to say hello to everyone who's in the room. Just some new people. Got JP309, if you're listening, hello. And, we've got myself, Charlie, as well as five other people. And again, it's America Online, private room Lima, L-I-M-A. And if you you can access America Online, you can always send us an email at lima73@aol.com. And again, we still have our folks that write through to the U.S. Post Office. You can write to me at ed@PO Box 308, Cedarhurst, New York, 11516. It's PO Box 308, Cedarhurst, 11516. Our next meeting is Thursday, July 16th at 8 p.m. at Nathan's in Oceanside. That's July 16th, 8 p.m. at Nathan's in Oceanside. All right. Charlie's also saying that last year he heard state police on Channel 2, 159.255, was used during the investigation of a woman who was murdered over at Hempstead Lake State Park. It's New York State Park Police, Channel 2, 159.255. KC2AYC. I'm also wondering if 155565 is used at all. That's BCI, Bureau of Criminal Investigation, over at State Police. Let me backtrack in Charlie's list. Let's see. Okay. I've got 154665, which he had listed as car to car. Then I had 154695, which I have as Channel 3, New York State Police Channel 3. Don't know if he's got that in here. I don't even know if it's active. It's just the frequency I've got programmed in. But I'd pass that along. And, alright. Let me stand by for anybody with any additional comments at this time. Alright, moving along. Next up on the list is Curtis, N2WWF. Sorry, he must have stepped aside for some ice cream. Let's turn it over to Walter, N1LVH. Walter, N1LVH, this is KC2AYC.
Good evening, Ed, and to everyone on the net. I just wanted to mention an article in Q Street, the July copy. There's a product review on the ICOM IC PCR 1000 computer controlled communications receiver. This is a wide range receiver. It's nothing more than a black box with an antenna connection and a RS-232 computer port. It's new technology. The article is quite interesting. Shows what's going on. It's, as far as I know, this is probably the most comprehensive receiver in use today. So just passing that along, Ed, and that's it. This is N1LVH, back to KC2AYC.
N1LVH, KC2AYC. Very interesting, Walter. From what I've read, it's quite a piece of equipment there. And what publication was that again?
Yes, I said Q Street. It's the QST, the ARRL magazine.
Very good, Walter. I'll certainly look forward to reading that article when I get it, or I possibly have it. I have some a little backlog on reading the magazine. But yeah, it's quite a receiver. And a lot of people, a couple of years ago, a product called Win Radio came out, which you actually had to internally put in your computer. And from what I've read, a lot of people seem to really like this ICOM product because it's an external, and you can use it with a laptop and take it with you. So thanks for passing that along. We appreciate it. All right, I got a couple of articles from good friend R up in Bridgeport over the past week. One of them I find quite disturbing. It's in the Connecticut Post, Tuesday, June 16th. And it's an article about the Milford, Connecticut police using a new digital radio. And the title of the article on the masthead is Milford police use new digital radio, leaving crooks in the dark. It's written by one of their staff writers, Angela Pascopella, P-A-S-C-O-P-E-L-L-A. Certainly, no digital capable radios are out there. Motorola is producing them. This article's got a lot of flaws in it. It really just touches the surface, doesn't explain whether they're using digital encryption or digital transmission. And the quotes from the various law enforcement officers, again, it's one of these articles that lead you to believe that anybody using a scanner is a crook, or all crooks use scanners, or all scanners are crooks, however you want to take it. Let me let it drop.
Nation?
Go ahead.
DC2 AYCs, KB2 UVV, I'll copy.
DFQ.
Okay, Eddie, yeah, I had something, I have something on the radio, I'm sorry, I'll copy now, okay?
KB2 UVV, KC2 AYC. No offense to the rest of the guys, but Charlie, you're got the strongest signal tonight, right now.
Should I got the amp hooked up over here. Maybe I don't even need it. Eddie, I got a problem. I got booted out of the chat room. I was typing in some stuff, and all of a sudden I got froze out, you know, where you're typing in and it's not showing up on the screen. Then I left the room. I figured I'd re-enter, and they won't let me back in. Some kind of error. Somebody's playing games, I think. Hopefully we'll have a hacker amongst us. Hi, only kidding. I don't know what happened, though, seriously. I'm tempting to get back into the room now. Back to you.
Okay, Charlie, I'll just send you the link on an IM. Whoops. Stand by.
N2VRA. Charlie, are you using that J-PO or are you on the other antenna?
Negative, Frank. Good evening. I was trying to J-PO. I'm going to try again later. I'm on my upstairs antenna. I got a...
Frank, listen, next time I see you, you owe me a speaker. I think you broke my speaker over here. I'll stand by for Ed.
Okay, KB2 UVV, KC2 AYC. I tried to IM you, and I got unable to locate member. Please try again later. Maybe log off and log back on.
Okay, yeah, I said something funny going on here, Eddie. I don't know what it is. So, if you guys in the room, Paul and Lou and everybody else are listening, please bear with me. I'm gonna log off and then go back on, Ed. Now at least I can talk to you. Back to net control.
Very good. All right. Stand by there with me, gentlemen. All right. Yeah, getting back to this article, we'll see how Charlie, we'll get back to Charlie in a moment, see if he can get logged back on. Just briefly, I'll touch a few spots here. Improved technology is making life tougher for criminals and easier for the men and women in blue. Beginning next week, the Milford Police dispatchers will no longer sound over the radio scanner. The radio scanner airwaves. I didn't know radio scanners had airwaves. In fact, I didn't even know. All right, well, let's continue. They will respond to crime scenes without anyone ever knowing they're on their way. It's called digital radio technology, according to Officer Ed Kelly, Milford Police spokesman. The technology cannot be picked up by civilian scanners that many criminals and reporters have to trace an officer's every move. What kind of poop is that? And that's exactly what the Milford Police Department wants. Better protection for their officers and a step ahead of crime. For years we've been having communications problems with our system where we're not picking up radio transmissions in certain parts of the city. So it's a safety factor, said Kelly. And will be at a definite advantage to not have perpetrators know our every move. Kelly said he does not know how much the new system costs, but it'll be in the 97-98 budget. The digital radio will be installed in the city's 25 patrol cars by next week. Again, this is the Thursday, June 16th, 1998, Connecticut Post. Then this guy goes on to say, but who knows, in a year or two, scanners may become more high-tech as well to transcribe the digital radio system. Obviously, these cops and the person writing the article knows nothing about radio and the technology. They have no technical background here whatsoever. Milford is among the first, if not the first, department in the state to have such a high-tech radio system. But other departments such as Bridgeport, Shelton, and Fairfield may hook up to the new system in the next few years. Okay, does that mean Milford, Bridgeport, and Shelton are going to hook up to Milford's system? Yeah, the person really. I don't even know how they became a journalist here without being able to write a coherent article. We've had some problems with people using scanners and are aware of our arrival before we get there. And now they're talking to someone at the Shelton Police Department. Some robbers could even be lying in wait for officers on a call. Oh, I love this stuff that they try to pass off to the public. Let me let it drop and I'll finish up.
Finland, LVH.
Go ahead, Walter.
I find this interesting, Ed, that I think I worked for a company probably, it's got to be 30, maybe 40 years ago, that made privacy radios, and it was an inversion, but we sold them to San Francisco. They were used by Israel and quite a few foreign countries. But technology has been available to, you know, to do this. And they act like this is something new now. But this has always been available if they wanted to pay for it. Hold on.
N1LVH-KC2AYC. You know, it's funny, though, how, you know, a general understand what you're saying, and you're right, technology's there. It's just someone reading this article who doesn't even know. You know, what about amateur radio operators who use scanners for public service events or volunteer firemen? And you read this, believe me, there's not that many crooks using scanners. And there's already laws on the book that, you know, punish you for such a thing. In fact, someone who's very prominent in the scanning community, in fact, he was at one of our meetings, the former assistant district attorney in Queens. And I remember having this discussion with him. Rarely do they even If I got the story straight, if I understood what he was trying to tell me, there's a law on the New York State book that makes it a crime to use the scanner in a commission of a crime. But definitely, it's definitely on the books that there is that law, but rarely is it enforced because of, I guess, the penalties is what he was telling me, and the cost to bring those charges monetarily, the cost to the court to bring those charges really doesn't outweigh the punishment, I guess, that they run simultaneously whatever the original charge is. So what I'm getting at is if you go and rob a car or you hold someone up, you're going to spend more time for the original crime. So maybe what they need to do is rewrite the law and stiffen the penalty a little more, and just instead of making the general public think that everybody with a scanner is a criminal. All right. Then they jump over to this guy from Stratford Police Department. That his department has to buy new radios next year, which is fairly routine. The next order of radios will be digital capable, he said. But it's still uncertain if the department will get an actual digital system. And this new line of Motorola's, especially the Astro 25, they are digital capable, meaning all you got to do is put a modification to the current system and you can go digital. Okay, Stratford. Okay, then they also get into another line of technology that is making police scanners. I didn't know there was such a thing as police scanners. Is there a scanner that's only for the police? Police scanners are more obsolete. Oh, a new line of technology that is making police scanners more obsolete is a computer laptop system that many departments are using. Cellular Digital Packet Data Network, or Mobile Data Terminal. Stratford Police have had laptops for about 8 years, and West Haven implemented them 6 weeks ago. They can conceivably do everything now without going over the airwaves. Yeah, okay, so the guy driving the car has got to be looking at the computer screen to get the call. And what if he's looking at the road and not at the computer? Or what if he's having a donut? All right, with laptops, police can receive dispatch of call and check motor vehicle and criminal history. That's true, without ever using the radio. We don't want them to hear our secret dealings, said West Haven Officer Dom Vinci. Police have wanted to be a step ahead of criminals for years, he said. Now we have the technology to do it. Here's the interesting thing. Right in the article, they put Angela Pascapella, who covers the Milford Superior Court, can be reached at 878-2130. I think we all should call this woman and give her a piece of our ear. I wonder what the area code is, but again, it's Angela Pascapella, the Connecticut Post, at 878-2130.
2203 at WW.
I don't know, Curtis. There's a lot of new area codes, and I know there's a new one or two up in Connecticut as well. So I don't know 203 is accurate. I know up in Hartford they have a different area code recently. But you could be right. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But I want to thank Art for sending that down. I know Frank got a copy of that as well. All right. The other article had to do with, is in Wireless Week, June 15th. Wireless Week has a webpage. Next week I'll get you their website address. But it seems right now that Thousands Bill is lingering there in the Congress. I guess we all remember the Towson bill. So one of his bills there is still lingering on in the Congress. All right, let's stand by for any additional check-ins at this time.
UVV.
Okay, Charlie.
Okay, Ed, how copy now?
DSQ.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I cut the power back. I'm running out 5 watts right now. Okay, I had to shut down AOL. Actually, I had to reboot my whole computer because I couldn't get out of AOL, but I couldn't do anything. I couldn't even go to my, file cabinet or go into my bookmarks or anything. I don't know what, it was something, I never seen anything like it before. But I was frozen out totally. But I'm back in the room now, so I asked the guys in the room if there's anything that they'd like to, any info, query, or comments they'd like to share with the net. Feel free. And I will, relay them. Back to you.
KB2UVV, KC2AYC. All right, we'll stand by while you're waiting for anybody in the room who might have a comment. Again, I'll remind everybody the next meeting is July 16th in Oceanside at Nathan's. And as Curtis mentioned, Field Day is this weekend. We don't normally encourage discussing amateur radio on the internet, but Field Day, for those of you who are licensed amateurs or those of you who want to see what amateur radio is all about, get down to one of the Field Day sites. I know our good friend Bob, KB2WDK, said he was going to be at the Limark site Saturday night. I'm planning on being there Friday afternoon. Set up for Friday evening. I'll probably be there sometime Sunday as well. And Saturday night I've got something to attend to on a social basis, but if that ramps up early, I'll get down there. Of course, there's plenty of free food and drink. So stop by the Limark Field Day site or any other radio club's Field Day site. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Again, that's this weekend.
VV.
Okay, go ahead, Charles.
Okay, Lou from, I think it's Franklin Square, Lou, L-O-U-S-A-B-1, okay, Lou's A-B-1, anyway, I think Lou's from Franklin Square. He said, Ed, for your info, I will send the drill list later. It is a 12-minute download. Let Frank know. So I assume that's N2VRA. So I figured I'd pass that along. Meanwhile, I got the guys, I told them to see what they could do. I noticed our friend Paul, Termite PJ, Paul from Mastic, is nowhere to be found. I'm wondering if the same thing happened to him also. If you're listening, Paul, you might have to, if you got froze out of the room, you might have to shut down the computer or get out of AOL totally, and then go back, log back onto AOL, then go back into the room. It should be all right. All right. Back to you, Eddie.
N2VRA KC2AYC. Sorry, Frank, I think KB2UVV, KC2AYC. Roger that, Charlie. And I believe we had another station trying to break in. Let's stand by.
Good evening. This is N2UOG checking in on an HT Sal here in Lindenhurst. Late check-in. How you doing, guys?
N2UOG, KC2AYC. Roger, very good. Nice meeting you in person last week. Glad you made it to the meeting. And we're doing fine.
Okay, I just got in. I wanted to make the meeting here, but I was out and I couldn't actually get on initially, but I'm glad at least you guys are still in here. I had a good time last week and hope to attend a few more meetings. Over.
Roger. The next meeting's July 16th in Oceanside at Nathan's. We'll give out the address again. And we're also on America Online. The fellas in the room are mentioning that you're coming in CSQ. So the HT is working pretty well.
Thanks for the information. I'm grabbing a little dinner here, but I'm going to listen out there, guys. So carry on, and I'll be listening. I have no traffic, but I'm sure there's some interesting information there on the net. This is N2UOG. Back to net control.
N2UOG, KC2AYC. Very good. Thanks for joining us, and hope you enjoy the rest of the net here. Enjoy your dinner. All right, the KB2UVV, Paul mentioned he was waiting for a fax, so he may have had to step away from the computer. But I did get an email from Paul earlier this week, and he asked me to pass this on to Ed and everyone on the net. I did enjoy the meeting at Hooters Thursday night, met some new people there for the first time. After hearing Charlie on my scanner and listening to him run the net a few times, it was nice to meet him in person. I have some codes and the type of users from that new trunk group that Steve and I have been working on. So here they are. The frequencies are 854-7875, 855-3125, 856-8125, and 858-9125. According to Paul, he's been fiddling around with preset fleet maps. And he says a map of E1-P6 seems to work the best. This E1-P6. Again, I'll repeat. 854.7875. 855.3125. 856.8125 and 858.9125 with the fleet map of E1-P6. Okay, here are the codes. Again, with business systems, it's very hard to identify actual users, but you can kind of get an idea of what they're doing if you listen to it enough. 000-6. Landscaping. 001-1, plumber. 001-4, home heating fuel oil. 001-6, taxi. 001-5, security. 001-7, pool service company. 002-0, a locksmith. 400-0, propane company. 400-1, more landscaping. 400-2, delivery of lawn supplies. 400-3, sanitation roll-off containers. Then he's got an unconfirmed 000-7. These are the ones I picked up in Mastic, and these are the ones picked up by Keith, most likely because he's more to the west. I did not pick these up in Mastic. 001-2, 001-3, 003-3, 200-0, 400-1, 400-14, and 600-8. I have a list from the FCC database, and the only security firm listed is Metro Security Patrols. And also, only on the list for locksmiths is Brookhaven Locksmith. The last is 400-0, which is Synergy Gas Corp for propane, or active in the daytime except 001-5, which is security.
I only hear them at night along with the taxi company, 001-6. They're from Paul and Mastic. He thanks Paul for his info. And,